What's going on, everyone? Welcome once again to the Advised Show on Blog Talk Radio. Now, tonight, I am not going to be joined by Miss Gabriella. She was kind of stuck in a place that she couldn't make it to the show in time. But I got somebody that y'all going to enjoy to help me with this show tonight. And before I get started into the show, we have Miss Kim Connick from Goody Girl Enterprises. I'm going to bring her into the show as we speak.
Hi, Philip.
Hi, Miss Kim. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I am doing great. Now, it was hot out there today, wasn't it?
It was. It was.
Yeah, I mean, it's like they, it's summertime will come early. So tell us a little bit about your business, Goody Girl Enterprises.
Well, Goody Girl Enterprises, we are a bunch of personal consultants that provide passion parties and relationship classes to our African-American community, and we promote a select adult novelty line of toys. So that's what Goody Girl Enterprises does.
Okay, now some people may not know what a passion party is. What is a passion party?
Well, we come to your home or your venue, and we host a line of toys, and we put on a presentation for you to teach you how to use the toys. That's what a passion party is.
Okay, so basically you come to people's home and you want to help them spice up their sex life, correct?
Absolutely.
All right, so what is the various kind of toys and what lubes you have? What you got to offer?
Well, we have everything. One of our number one sellers is definitely the rabbit. The ladies love the rabbit, so I could tell you that we have that. We have the dolphin. We have anything that, you know, you might be interested in.
Okay, and you say you also do like, what, you say like a consultation or workshops, or how do you explain it outside the party?
Absolutely. We do relationship stimulation classes for couples or for groups. It just depends on what you're hosting at the time for your guests.
Okay, now, you know, I remember a long time ago, I kind of know how a passion party work, and it is a good thing for a passion party, men that's listening, because if your woman put on one of them, they have a passion party, then later that day, you can enjoy some of the benefits of what Miss Kim does, and it makes everybody happy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so you one of our favorite people to come through. You're not a bill collector.
No, I'm not.
So do you have what kind of way people can get in contact with you? I mean, you have a website? I mean, what do we have here?
Well, they can contact me through my telephone number, which is 832-428-2264, or they can email me at goodygirlenterprises@aol.com.
Okay, do you have a website, Twitter or something like that?
No.
Okay, not yet. Okay,
no.
Well, if anyone need a passion party done, and trust me, fellas, it will make you a happy man to get some
Absolutely.
Of the things they have at the passion parties, contact Miss Kim Connick at Goody Girl Enterprises.
And we do travel, so we're, you know, not just in the Houston-based location. We do travel, so, you know, they can contact me and we'll get it planned.
All right. Shoot, that's what I like to hear, spicing up the sex life.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no problem. So I'd like to thank you, Miss Kim, for coming on. And if anybody need any passion parties, talk to Miss Kim at Goody Girl Enterprises.
Thank you so much, Philip.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Now, tonight I have somebody else I'm bringing in. It's my homeboy. Somebody been knowing me for a hot minute. My homeboy, Scott. What's up, Scott?
What's going down, baby?
Shoot, man. You gonna come here and talk about this topic tonight. It's going to be just laid back. You know how it is. So, tonight's topic, as usual, we're going to start off, and we called it gender war, white women versus black women. Now, why I said gender war is because for a while online, Scott, what you doing, man?
I'm driving, bro.
Man, you're wrong for that, bro. You see, we laid back on this show. Man, brother driving in the car on the show. But anyway, so they've been having this quote-unquote online gender war for a while, and what got some of this started, that a few of the brothers felt that back in the 80s and 90s, Oprah and Donahue, there was a certain group of sisters that went on there and trashed the brothers and said that brothers were no good, brothers were deadbeat and would not stop. And they was talking about the ABC special and talking about other different programming where black men felt they were trash. So black men never actually got an opportunity to express how they felt about that. So when social media came about, with your Facebooks, your Twitters, your YouTubes, you had a lot of people, actually guys, will start talking about the issues they had with the way the women described black men at that time period, and they haven't really let off on it. Then you have women, of course, going back and forth with them. That's when they kind of coined it, the gender war. Now, one of the topics within this back and forth gender war was, you know, the black women versus white women thing. And what I mean by black women versus white women, this is not about race. It's about they describe black women would treat us this way, and if we date a white woman, she'll treat us, you know, the opposite way. And y'all should, you know, take some game from them. Or, and the black women are like, no, we not them. You're not going to walk over us. We ain't no stepping stone and everything else. So it's a back and forth with that. Now, Scott, have you heard some of that argument?
Oh, yeah. I hear a lot of that on the regular.
On the regular. What's your opinion on it, bro?
My opinion on the whole situation, because, you know, I've never been with a white woman or anything like that. So, I mean, I have been with a white chick that, act, you know, that acted black. But my whole situation
with that.
That don't count. Huh?
That don't count.
That don't count.
Man, you know, they got some white girls, man, that like they act straight up like they black. And you know that. It's like you see them in, like, their color, but it's like you don't, you know, it's like you can't even call them, like, a Becky. You would say you a Keisha. I met something like that, too.
I don't call them a Keisha. I just call them what it is. You act like one, I'm going to call you a nigga. That's just what it is.
Stupid.
That's just what it is. But, yeah, like, nah, man. I mean, I you know, it's kind of hard because I'm going to be a little biased on that whole situation.
Well, that's good.
For what I've been told, because I got a few homeboys that say they don't date black chicks because their attitudes are too bad, and all he mess with is, you know, essays and white girls. I got a few of my homeboys that do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, like, from their experience, they talking about, you know, black chicks, is their attitudes is too bad. I'm like, shit, you just running across the wrong black chick, in my opinion.
In my opinion, I love me a black woman. I'm going to have to agree with that. I agree with that because if you keep picking the wrong kind of females, like, all the time, then in your mind you're going to say all the females are like that. You know, and that's not true because, like I said, I know, you know, some black women that are the nicest people you can meet, and they women, and they ain't got a lick of attitude. They can't stand females with a nasty attitude. You know what I'm saying? So you can't really say it's all of them. And that's what get, you know, to some of these dudes in trouble. And, you know, one thing, you know, I had wanted to, like, cover, but probably in the video, is that some of these dudes, they got the attitude like what your homeboy talking about. They had their nose wide open for these white girls and any other chick that's not black to play them. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I agree with that. They had their nose wide open. They go into a situation, you know what I'm saying, in my opinion, a little blind. You know, they go into it thinking like, oh, yeah, man, I was with this black chick. You know what I'm saying? She had this attitude, and I didn't want to slap her 90% of the day or whatnot. The only other 10%, you know, she was asleep. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, you know, they want to do that. But then they go into a white, you know what I'm saying? From what I've been told, white chicks don't ever say no. They get their way, you know what I'm saying, with a white chick. That's the way, I mean, that's what I've heard. You know,
yeah.
I can't really say that. You know, I can't really say it because, like I said, I've never experienced it. But they saying, you know, they get their way with their white girl. You know what I'm saying? They do what they want, you know, in the bedroom. You know, they let them put it anywhere and all that other stuff. But, you know, I done found a few black chicks that let you put it anywhere. You know,
true,
so
that.
I'm just like, it's just, I don't know.
I don't know what it is about them. Like, I'm going to say, like, versus, like, white females. I don't know. It's like they just kind of, like you say, it lets you do anything to them. But my thing is, when you kind of let anybody do anything to you, or you kind of just roll the punches, when things get tough, like, are you going to, like, stick by you, though? That's the only bad thing about that situation. Like, to me, females is females. You know what I'm saying? Like, if a black woman got an attitude, a white woman could have an attitude, or a Latina could have an attitude. And I'm going to tell y'all some real junk about Latinas. They act just, a lot of them is like black women in a whole lot of ways more than what you think. You know what I'm saying? So I don't even really even put them in a separate category. You know what I'm saying? I just think women of color kind of have a lot of connections more than what people want to give. But have you noticed that, Scott? At least, let's say women of color.
Yeah, kinda, you might as well just say, yeah, like you said, women of color.
Well, yeah, because more you than just women. Because Latinas, Asians, all this other stuff, that's considered people of color.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I can't just, you know, and I know it's a lot of, you know, similarities, but now this one thing, man, I had found, and these females, I wanted to kind of address this. It's three different things that I wanted to play on the show, and it's from these women, black women and white women from, they were having a discussion about that topic from Madame Noir. I found that, and I thought it was quite interesting. The only thing I don't like about this particular clip I'm about to play is just I hate the little background music it was playing, but you can hear what they're saying. So I'm going to go ahead and play that, and then we're going to chime in on their opinion on that.
Have you ever been angry at or jealous of a white woman for dating a black man? I would just like to say, angry at, you know, I'd probably say I was more angry at a black man than the white woman. And the only reason for me is that whenever the topic has come up, it's been a black man. I'm dating a white girl because black women are the and so it's like, white women are the antithesis of black women, that's where I want to be. You know, you do too much of this, you do too much of that. And I mean, like, literally, like, black girls are on the dial. Like, I just heard that, like, too.
What?
Yeah, like.
What does that even mean?
Wait, yeah, what does that mean?
Cool.
Right, exactly.
Cool.
So,
yeah. Exactly, so. Like, how can you say that with a straight face and to a black woman, you know, at the same time? Okay. So for me, yeah.
With a black mother.
Exactly. Yeah. So that is when I get angry. And so a lot of times I would assume that interracial relationships are based on that. Like, you're not, I don't want to say not man enough, but like you're looking for someone who's easy, who's going to bend over to whatever needs you have, or that sort of thing. And even like in high school, some of the white girlfriends that I had were like, I like to date black guys because they have so much drama.
I've evolved a lot of it. I think it's initially very hurtful because it's like the media and society tells you, you know, white women are here and you're somewhere here. Mm-hmm. And if anybody is supposed to think the opposite, it's supposed to be black men. If anybody is supposed to think that you're beautiful, that you're attractive, it's supposed to be black men. And so when you see black men going out of their way, not to say that all black men who are married to white women are doing it for some brainwashed reason, but when you look at the numbers of black men who are married to white women, it's a little more than any other interracial. So it's kind of like, you know, something else at work here.
Yeah, right.
So when you see that, it's kind of like, you know, it's just another person who's telling you you're not good enough.
All right, Scott, you heard that, bro?
Yeah, I heard all that, man. That was actually pretty entertaining right there. I don't know what show that was from, but that was pretty entertaining.
Yeah, so let's start about with the female saying that, and it was a black woman, because I saw it. She said that she was told that black women are out of style. I didn't know that one, but that's a new one on me.
I heard light-skinned cats out of style. I don't know about black women, though. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but so do you think a lot of sisters feel that way, bro? Like, if they see a brother, okay, with a white girl, and she was saying that, like, you know, it makes them feel like they're not good enough. Why you think they feel that way, man?
I don't know. I mean, maybe they looking at, you know, TV. Maybe they looking at superstars in the media that's, you know what I'm saying, black, you know, black, high-profile black men, and they with white women. I mean, you know, just give a few examples. I mean, Tiger Woods was with a white woman, you know. Even, yeah. You know, she turned black in the end. She busted his windows out of his car. But then you got, you know, Kobe Bryant, you know, you got Kobe, you know, Vanessa, even though they so-called reconciled, but, I mean, maybe they looking at situations like that, you know what I'm saying, why he not with a black woman if he with them, you know.
You see that same black woman, that same black woman that you heard talking, I heard her say on that same clip that she didn't mind, like, a situation with Kobe because he was with Latina. She said more so, a white woman. It was a thing. I don't know what it is. Like, I've even seen it, like, if a brother is with, like, you know, like you said before, a woman of color is one thing, but when they with white women, it's like they'll give you looks and stuff like that. And I know your homeboy told you about the looks, right?
Yeah, man, that right there. I for the life of me, I can't understand it, man. I actually had an ex-girlfriend, man. She would we would be out. She would just see, let's say, a black dude with this white chick. You know what I'm saying? She'd just say it under her breath, but you know, where I could hear, she'd be like, "Oh, sellout ass nigga." I'd be like, "Wow, really?" It's like, you know, it's 2000. I think that was, you know, I'm like, it's 2009. You know what I'm saying? 2008. You need to get over that. You know.
My thing is this. Why are you worried about that one dude? Like, did she want him or what?
Oh, no, she ain't want him. She was me. She wanted him.
Okay,
she
thing. Why are you going to say he a sellout and he wasn't even with you? He even know you.
I think that might have been her upbringing, bro. I'm just going to be real with you. It might have just been her upbringing or something.
Tell me, personally, I can care less what another female do. You get what I'm saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
I can care less. You want to be with that chick? Fine. I'm like this. If that chick treats you good, man, do you. I don't care. All the female I'm worried about is the one I'm with. I'm not worried about the female another dude with. So I don't get why these females are worried about, you know, another female this man with that don't even know you, don't even talk to you.
But like you said, and you hit me to this, you know what I'm saying, a few years back, it's just something about women of color that when they see, you know what I'm saying, a man of color with a white chick, it's just something about that just sets a flame off in them. Like, why he with her? You know, it ain't no, you know what I'm saying, if he was a Hispanic cat, you know what I'm saying, ain't no good Hispanic women out here, he had to go get her. It's just something about them dating a woman, a white woman, or, you know what I'm saying, a Hispanic man with a white woman, or a Hispanic female with a white man. It's just something about it that just sets them off. Me personally, I really don't care. I mean, if you fall in love with that person, that's the only thing that should matter. Hell, you in love with that one person. But I never for the life of me could understand that, man. It still bothers me to this day. And with that interview that you just said, I'm just sitting back like, wow, like it's still going on. It's 2013. I don't understand that.
Well, like I said, it ain't the brothers, because like I said, I've known people, I've been friends with people. Like I said, it's one sister, and she was, you know, she's with, you know, a white guy. And shoot, man, they both cool people. I don't care about that. That's your life, not mine. I'm not like, oh, she'll sell out. She did. But if you met this chick, you would understand why she with a white dude. I mean, she wouldn't even match well with a brother. So I mean, she like one of the biggest Oreos you can meet. No, I'm not trying to choke, dog. I'm just telling the truth. It's like she would just kind of match. I mean, she wouldn't really match too well with her brother. So it's like, why would he even get mad about that? Like, for real.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
And they got some
brothers, man, that's on that tip too. I mean, so it's kind of like, you know what I'm saying? Like, well, I don't care. That's my thing. I don't care, but some people care. Like, the females are saying on that clip just now, it makes them feel like they're not good enough. See, the thing is, if you're making yourself feel like you're not good enough based upon what another man does, you know, a sweetheart, you really need to evaluate yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't validate myself off of what another person does in their relationships.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I can't do that. You know what I'm saying? Because if you go by your, if you live your life, you know what I'm saying, living like that, then hell, why the hell are you even living your life? If you're
exactly
going off of what everybody else is saying.
Exactly. Like I just never understand that. I wouldn't even look twice at somebody, you know, when they with somebody of a different race, you know, whatever. That's your thing. You know what I'm saying? But let me check something out here, man. I see something on this board here. Area code 901. Are you calling in or are you listening?
I'm just listening.
Okay. All right, bro. Yeah, but anyway, man, it's like I just never understood that, bro. It is like some people actually got the nerve. They actually walk up to the person and tell them that.
Yeah, you know what? Just a new time and age, in my opinion, man, because these females these days is getting really, really, really bold, man. Because I let a chick walk up on my girlfriend and look at walking up to my chick. They don't know my chick crazy tonight. And just walk up, he's killing, I'm going to take him front of me and actually trying to hold a conversation with me. And I'm like, you know, my girl right there. You know what I'm saying? It's just something about these times, man. This world is crazy, man. Said it best. It's crazy world.
Yeah, GZ, what's that off the recession, huh? Crazy world?
Yeah, it's recession, man. Crazy world.
Well, we used to listen to the mess out that recession. Remember that, dog?
Already.
Shoot, but we falling asleep. Man, let me tell y'all something. We used to have this job, me and my boy, man. We used to work together, man. And we would sit there, man, and just like, hurry up, get the job done. And we'd just be falling asleep in our car, man. Ran back, listening to Jeezy.
Jeezy, we had, who's what we jamming back then, man? We had Jeezy. Think, we wanted to get on some little, you know what I'm saying, try to go to sleep stuff. You had that Day 26 at the time, man.
Day 26, I remember that. Yeah, back when that Making the Band was on, yeah, we was all jamming that Day 26. Yeah, I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, but shoot, man, so we go way back, man, way back to 08. So anyway, man, so some of these brothers, man, like I said, you know, get back on topic. Some of these brothers feel like they only option because, you know, some. Dog, man, what you got going on in the background, dog?
I just stepped into my future baby's mother's house.
Oh, no, man, we don't want to be. That's a hot topic on this show, too, man. But anyway, some brothers feel that's their only option, man. Like, they can't really get with a sister, man. It's like, because they don't want them. Now, have you heard that before?
Yeah, I've heard that before, too.
Now, why you think sisters don't want some brothers, man?
Because they some idiots. A lot of them just don't get it.
You can elaborate why they're idiots?
Well, I mean, some of them, some of them just, I mean, I'm just going to call it what it is. Some of them are just niggas. I mean, that's just what it is. There's some of them are lazy, you know. Some of them follow the definition of nigga to a T, lazy and shifted. Some of them follow that perfectly. But then, you know, I hate to hear when black women be like, you know, all black men are terrible. All black men do this. All black men don't do that. I mean, me and you are an example of that. You know, we get up, we go to work, we far from late. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We do what we need to do.
Exactly. That's why I can't stand it either. You know, I mean, the brothers I know, man, that's out there. I mean, they will work hard, dude. I mean, you can't stop these brothers from working. I mean, I miss one brother, man, that would come through there when I was at, my other spot. And this brother, man, he was driving trucks. This dude wouldn't stop, bro. He would not stop whatsoever. He would come through there, bro, and he would just like, I said, Mike, man, you're not going to stop, man? And he was like, nah, man, I got to get this money. Every load I drop, man, shoot, that's money. And I'm like, dude, man, and he said, man, shoot, driving this load, I'm making $16,000 every 2 weeks. Why I'm going to stop? I'm like, hey, man, I don't blame you. Because he run them LPG tanker trucks.
Oh, I need to get what he had then, $16,000.
Oh, yeah. He was running, that brother, him and his other brother named Luke, them brothers would not stop. And every brother that I've ever seen, man, that come to work and working, you know, in the industry, man, they don't stop, man. They're not lazy. So it's like, when a female say that, it's like, no, you just can't get these brothers that's working hard. And then you talk to these same brothers, and I have to say that. I met this one brother, man. He told me, like, he have his own company and everything, man. This dude clearing, he told me, like, $150 a year. Clearing, $150. And he have a hard time getting females. He was saying, and not because he can't talk to them, but because these females, you know, want to try to use him and stuff, trying to take his stuff, you know, because he said he got an Escalade, he got a house, he got, you know, but the brother work for the stuff. And he would say, well, he said, man, I'm trying to be with the sisters, man. I'm 35 and want to get married, man. They say, this would be tripping, man. He said, it'd be tripping hard. So he said, man, he said, I just started dating. He said, this Latina chick. He said, man, this chick number cool. He said, I've been trying to find a sister like that for years. And I'm just shaking my head, man. I'm like, what's going on, man? It's like, but if you walk around here like a thug, you know what I'm saying? You probably pull one.
Yeah. I for the life of me, I've never understood that about a lot of situations. And I'm going to say this specifically with black women. And this is just from my experiences. like, to me, a lot of times black women settle for what they see on TV, you know what I'm saying? Like, look, as Kevin Hart said, it's the TV thug, dude that, you know what I'm saying, want to do everything that the thugs is doing on TV instead of, you know what I'm saying, actually looking for the cat that's, like, you know, clean cut, you know, going to work every day type thing, but you want to rather go find this fake D-boy, you know, that's supposedly pushing drugs and doing all this and this. You know, he got a brand new car, new gold in his mind, you know, gold chains and everything, but you stay at your highs with your mama and you really go after that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying all black women do that.
No, not all. And none of us are saying all, because it, of course, it's not all. You know what I'm saying? Just like not all, you know, black men are doing, you know, some of the things that some of our brothers are accused of doing. But, you know, the thing is, we try to get down to the bottom of, and I'm going to play another clip of that with the actual women talking about that. You know what I'm saying? When they're talking about, you know, I'm going to play it better than I can let you hear. You're going to be like, dog, man, like, for real. And this is the main problem. Let me play this real quick.
You, specifically, since you played a black man, did you ever feel that he was dating you as, like, he was some type of trophy for him?
Well, we talked about rape stuff while we were dating after the incident at the H&M, and he said that he didn't date black women because they didn't want to date him. And I didn't really get into why, because I felt like this was such a charged issue that I didn't want to say anything offensive, but I think it was because he, like he worked in finance and, like, had a professional job and his own apartment and stuff, and I think that he felt like he wasn't, I don't know. I think he felt like he wasn't, like, what black women were looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So he just wanted to date, like, white women.
Mm-hmm.
What was the question again?
Have you ever felt like, you know, that you were fulfilling some type of, like, exotic fantasy for black
women? A little bit, like, so he was kinky,
mm-hmm.
and I'm also kinky. And so I think that's why we connected,
mm-hmm.
because we both had this, like, interest.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't sure entirely if, like, while we were doing sexual stuff, if there was something going on in his head that was, like, I'm, like, overpowering, dominating a white woman.
Mm-hmm.
And that never, ever, ever comes into my mind with white guys.
Mm-hmm.
Not that it really bothered me, because it was
mm-hmm.
all fantasy, it was all
right.
play,
mm-hmm.
but that was definitely a thing that I thought about was...
All right, so you heard what they talking about, man?
Yeah, I heard bits and pieces. The question was, it was a sister that asked this,
you know, it was a white lady question, like I said, they're all on this panel. She asked her, did if the brother that dated her, does he look at her like a trophy? And she said she had asked a question, like, about why he basically didn't date, you know, black women or something to that effect, and he said, well, black women really don't like me. And because he was explaining that he had a job in finance and he was a Republican. That was what the brother told her.
So they looked at him as a cornball.
There you go. Right there. They looked at him like a cornball, brother. Like, what's your boy on First Take that got messed up? Rob Parker. No, Rob Parker is the one saying cornball, brother, about RG3. You remember that?
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Yeah. It was Rob Parker, man. Yeah, so they're looking at, you know, a brother like that, like a cornball brother, but that be the type of guy who would actually marry you and have some kids with you.
Yeah,
you know what
man,
I'm saying?
Start a family, start a life with you.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, you know, that's why some of these brothers, and like I say, these brothers, are, you know, are telling me this stuff, man, like I said, you don't know how many brothers that really want to be with a sister, man. Like, a lot of them do. I mean, like, come on, man. Like, why wouldn't you not want to be with a sister? I mean, like, she understands more, you know, about you, you know, being your counterpart and the struggles we go through as black people and all this other stuff. So why wouldn't you want to be with a sister? You know what I'm saying? So when you go out, they say you get your white girl or whatever. Like I said, it's not that you're going out looking for that. It's just, you know, the qualities, I guess, you're looking for in a woman. She may have it, but it's going to be a lot of things, like, she won't be able to relate to. And that's always been my biggest thing. Like I said, I've never dated a white woman. So I'm like you. I don't know. I just never have. But you know, like sometimes you have some racism thing going on. You know what I'm saying? You know, we live in the South. You know how that stuff go. And you can't come home and say, man, that racist white man told. How you gonna say that to her? I mean, think about it. If that's your girl, that's your wife. How can you tell her that? She could sympathize with you. She could even get upset and say it's wrong. You know what I'm saying? But she won't be able to fully understand how you feel as a black man going through that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All that little slick diss and stuff, you know, they try to do on the job. And you know what I'm talking about, bro.
Mm-hmm. Especially in the field that we work in. You know, we got to deal with that all the regular, like our little slick talk and stuff, talking out the side of your neck. Like, it's just, I don't know.
Because real talk, man, they do not want to see brothers making that paper. Like say, I'm not saying every area of the country, but, you know, certain industries and definitely like in the South, I've said that before, you deal with some of that racism and the higher you go in income level in certain jobs. You know what I'm saying? You start seeing brothers be real scarce. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, these jobs, these guys driving these flashy trucks and they got big houses, these guys buying boats. Well, they don't want to see brothers. We're not going to probably buy no boat or nothing unless we're in the fishing. But if brother start buying his house, his car, whatever else the brother want to buy, taking his family on vacation. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You don't see that? You know, whatsoever. So it's like for me personally, it's like when you start all that, you know, and they got some brothers that's hardcore on that. Like, man, they'd be on that YouTube, man, preaching that. Like, every day, like, oh, you know, white women, they great, and white women so much better than white women. I'm like, y'all stupid, because at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, you won't be able to relate to her. Now, but also, if you do meet her, because it shouldn't be about race, it's not really for me. It should be about, if she... everything that you've been looking for in a woman. That's what it should be about, really. Because if you could go on the hindsight of, okay, I'm going to go after this person just because she's not a black woman, you're like, you kind of screwing yourself already. Do you agree with that, Scott?
Yeah, you're jumping the gun a little too quick.
Yeah, because for me, I've never went out for a woman and said, I'm going to look for her, the color of her skin. I've never done that. Yeah. I don't even know why would you do that.
No, I couldn't do it. I mean, I'm just, you know, I don't discriminate when it comes to women, you know. I'm glad I'm not there with my baby mama right now, my girlfriend. But I don't discriminate, you know. So I don't understand why cats be like, oh, man, I gotta have me a black woman. I got to have me a white woman. I got to be with this. Like, who said that you got to be with that? Society? No.
Sometimes, but you know what, though? Some of the pressure come from family at first. You like real talk, like, cause let me tell you what happened to me, man. When I was a kid, my grandma said like, all us down, man. And like, you know, my grandma come from back in the day, you know, civil rights movement, white waterfowl, colored waterfowl. Okay, that's her mindset. She sat us down. She said this, man. She said, look, I had a cousin. He was dating a white girl, and the police find out and they kill it. He said, I don't want none of y'all to get killed either. This is what my grandma told us as kids, bro. And she like, y'all grow up, you know, get you a black girl. She said, you can get the whitest looking black girl if you want. He said, we got them in our race. All you, if you like dogs, we got that too. He said, but if you don't get you a black girl, it's okay if you get you a Mexican, because they kind of close to us too, you know. But that's what my grandma said, but preferably try to get you, you know, a black woman. You know, if you say if you can, we say, but don't get you. Don't, if you get a white woman, like I said, she may be nice. Don't get me wrong. So she may be nice. She may be sweet. You say, but if them policemen see you with her, they're going to pull you over. They're going to beat you down and all this other stuff. Because some of them are jealous that see a handsome black man with one of their women. That's what my grandma said to us growing up. Really?
It's not, and on the cool, on a serious note, it's not just it's not just the black people that do that too. Like I've seen, I've heard actually, because I do have a few. I got a white friend right now, like you know, one of the coolest white cats ever. All he date is black girls. He's like that. I can't do a white girl. All I want is a black girl. I don't know what it is. He wants for to tell me, But he said that, you know, I just love me a black girl. I got to have me a black girl no matter what. His parents can't stand it. Like, I actually was over there with him one day. You know, they love me. You know, I get along with everybody. But, you know, like, they just told, like, I heard them in the kitchen, like, you know, one day, like, you know, I don't know why, you know, I thought this is just a phase that he was going to grow out of.
Mm-hmm.
He's still doing it. You know, and it actually bothers his parents. They won't tell him about it because they love him.
Yeah.
But it bothers the hell out of them.
Yeah, and let me tell you something else. It's like when it comes to, like, let's say, like, white women and stuff like that, and not just white women, because now I'm going to say women outside of black women. A lot of times they fathers will tell them, don't be dating us, and especially white women, they'll get disowned. Literally. They family would disown them if they start dating a black man, or don't let them have a baby with a black man. And they mean that junk. You know, like that, they say once you go black, never go back. No, they mean that junk in their community. They ain't letting her back. They look at her like, oh, kind of, you know, horrible names. You feel what I'm saying? They like saying even the men can kind of get away with it a little bit. But you know what your dude said, this other guy I used to work with, he was married to a Mexican chick. And his family didn't like that either. And he said he hardly talked to his family because his family... He said, man, my family's racist, man. He said, I met my wife. He said, man, he used to date, you know, black women too, but he ended up meeting his wife. And, you know, he's all in the Jordans, man. That's all. That dude got every pair of Jordans I could think of, bro. He got them.
Yeah,
this dude, he's a Jordan connoisseur. You know, what
he's making Jordan rich, boy. Making Jordan his
wife.
Oh,
yeah, but
rich,
he got
boy.
Him. Oh, but he got him. But shoot, he got this little business he didn't got started, man. He painting shoes. Now, dude is good. He painted shoes, bro. He made some, this female, she brought some heels to him. She wanted some, like, Texans heels. He custom made her heels. He doing shoes, heels, everything. Dude making him some paper, bro. He got so many orders, he don't know what to do. That's how good this dude is getting. But, anyway, man, he said that his family said that, you know, why couldn't you get you a white girl? And this and that and the third. And, you know, they ain't got no nice white girls. They got dark-looking white girls and all this other stuff. But yeah, this, you know, he a white dude dealing with that. So it's like, so you know, especially, you know, like, say, see, some of y'all is listening, you know, because I got people, you know, that may be in the UK, you know, some of them listening, or people up north or whatever. It's a total different thing down here in the South. That's what y'all need to understand. I mean, they still have that racism down here in the South. And really... I've seen some black people that could be that way and white folks be that way. Is that true, Scott?
Yeah, you are absolutely correct. Like, it's the same, you know, black and white, like, shit, hell. It's just something about down south that brings the racism out of people. It's just crazy. Like, I don't understand it. Like, when I do go to Chicago, because I do go from time to time because I have family up there, You see that a lot. You know, you see a lot of mixed relationships. You know, you see a Chinese man and a black chick up there. You know, you see a lot of it up there and stuff, but you don't see none of that down here. Like, you know, you might catch an Asian cat that might call himself a nigga from time to time, but I just don't understand.
Yeah, and I know, like I said, especially out there in L.A., man, it's like I seen everybody with everybody. I mean, it wasn't none of that. And one thing I liked about out there in L.A., it was so diverse. It wasn't like just one people group having all the jobs. It was like everybody had a job. Everybody had good jobs. You know, you can go to, like, any community you want to get, like, certain kind of food and all this other stuff. That's why I enjoyed it so much out there outside the weather. Yeah, I told my wife, you know, today, I said, if I had found a good opportunity, I still would move out there. If I found a real good opportunity out there, because I just like the atmosphere out there. Oh, it's like, man, you know how L.A. is? L.A. is like Houston, just on steroids. Really. It is, man. It's like Houston.
Houston's so laid back, so chill.
Yeah,
Houston's so
laid
smooth.
Back, man. Yeah, it's just laid back. It's still like, it's a big city with a down-home feel. That's the difference with Houston, though. We still got that down-home feel to it.
Versus if you go to a big city like a, you know, like I just said, like a Chicago or even a New York, hell, even a Baltimore, you know, it's so fast-paced, everything moving fast. But if you get down here, it's just, You know, everything is just slow, laid back, cool, chill. Don't, you know, no issues except for, you know, from time to time with the racism issue.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
It's just everything in Houston is just, you know, like people say, it's the city of slow, it's the city of screw. It's just everything is just chill, relaxed down here. That's why so many celebrities, you know, stay down here, really. Because we don't bother you. We see you, we, you know, keep it moving.
Yeah, we chuck the deuce up at you and keep going. Like I said, you can run into Bun B at any time. You don't see nobody just harassing Bun B, man.
I ran into Bun B in the gallery 2 weeks ago. He just, I seen, what's happening, Bun? What's happening, player? You know, keep it moving.
Yeah.
I ain't realize he was that short, but, you know, that's another story.
How short is Bun, man?
Man, Bun B, look, man, I'm 6'3", man. Bun B was a good 5'7", you know, 5'7", 5'6", just short and fat, man. I'm like, man, he little.
Man, I didn't know he was that short.
Yeah, man, he ain't big at all.
All right, now, let me ask you a question, bro. Like, they got some of these dudes, man, that made, like, their whole, like, YouTube, I guess, career or whatever off of saying, like, how horrible black women are and how great white women are. Now, what you think about the brothers that do that? Are they doing that just for a check? Are they doing that for their own personal gain? Why do you think they're doing that?
I'm telling them to kill themselves off the top. But, man, I really... See, the thing with the whole YouTube thing, and you do have some serious cats on YouTube, don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But with situations like that, like, who are you to say, you know, black women are trash, you know, black women are trash? And, like, really, dude? Like, really? Who are you? You are
exactly.
No one important, like, for you to even, I mean, I understand you got your freedom of speech. And I'm not knocking you for that. But who are you to even really just come out and just be so judgmental and just say, just kill a whole race of women, just be like, you know, black women are trash, or Mexican women are trash, white women are trash, you know, et cetera.
This is the killing part about it with that situation with the YouTube. No other like race of men do that. Just ours. And the issue, I did a video a while back talking about, you know, we were clowning ourselves. And basically, it's like we are the only group of men on social media that will big up another race of women. Like, they just angels. Like, they can't cheat. They can't get you caught up with a baby. They can't file child support on you. They can't give you a VD or HIV. I mean, all this other stuff. Like, no other race of men does that. You know what I'm saying? About white women. I mean, it's like, dudes, like, brothers, like, a lot of them, acting like some straight slaves, bro. And I'm like, just because you can't get a female, that's a lot of it. They can't get a female. And a lot of them, too, can't even get a white girl either.
And I'm going to be for real with you. And Eddie Griffin said this on one of his comedy shows. And he was saying it in a joking way, but he was being so serious. He said, black dude gets a white chick and lose his damn mind.
That's true.
Like, I've never understood.
That's true for some of them. That's true for some of them. It's like your boy 50 just disappointed me, man. People didn't understand why I say I got disappointed in 50, man.
Hey, man, like, get up off my dog, man. I know he's making bad decisions right now, man.
Man,
get up off my lane.
Man, whatever, 50-50, okay? But I didn't like when 50 did that situation with that white girl at that NASCAR. I ain't like that. For the simple fact of, come on, 50, man. It made 50 look like he was trying to, like, just coon in front of you white folks. You know what I'm saying? With this white girl, like, why, 50? That chick's been trying to kiss you. Now you trying to kiss her.
50 was high that day, man. Leave that man
okay.
Wrong, man.
All right, what's up with 50? What's up with 50 fooling with that old school broad, Chelsea Handler? She out there putting pictures out and everything. She funny, don't get me wrong. Look, hold on, bro. She funny, don't get me wrong. Like I said, I will sit down with Chelsea Handler, laugh, joke with her, but that's far as it would go. But, like, and this chick is putting the pictures out on her, Oprah talking about it. Like, come on, 50, man. You are 50. You are demanding to pull the baddest chicks.
Hey, man.
Period.
Hey.
No matter the color.
Hey, man. Get up out 50, man. That's all I like to say, dog. Man, I don't know what's going on in my boy 50 life, man. I don't know what's going on with him, man. I mean, hey, man, it's 50, though. You know, once you sell vitamin water for as much as he sold it for, he can get away with it, some stuff.
He got a protected reputation, man. Like, don't be doing it now with those females. Now, at least not with those. Don't do that.
I don't know what the hell 50 thinking, man. Like, don't get you an Angelina Jolie or something like that, nigga. Not these chicks. You with
that's
50.
What I'm
Come
saying.
On,
like, if you're going to get you one, get you a good-looking one. That's what I'm saying. That's it. That's all I was saying. And don't make yourself look like you a trick in the process. They supposed to be doing that to you, bruh.
I mean, he already got made to look like a trick. He was with Sierra for so many years. You know, not Sierra with Future. But, you know, that's neither
here
nor there.
I can't say that. Well, you can't say that because Sierra got her own money. Sierra never put him out there like that. Sierra ain't on TV talking about her relationship she had with him.
What money Sierra got, bruh?
Sierra got her own money. She got more money than me and you, so she got money. That's how I look at it.
Okay, I give you that one. You're right. You are absolutely correct. She got more money than both of us, boy. She got more money than both of us put together, right? But, no.
Yeah, I think she just had a new album come out or something like that?
No, she's supposed to be making a new album come out.
Yeah, so that's about the only chick I can see in the game right now that can still dance. I mean, actually dance.
Yeah, Sierra.
That's twerking getting played out. That's not even dance.
Yeah, Sierra can get it. No hesitation. No strings attached.
Stupid, dog.
No strings attached.
So if y'all, anybody knows Sierra, y'all better keep away from this dude here, man. It's his
don't bring the H-Time, Future, 50, whoever made it.
Man, you tripping, dog. You tripping. So, let me ask you another question, bro. I heard this one dude on YouTube say something I thought was quite interesting. He said at one point in time, he said sisters like had almost like a monopoly on what brothers like physically. Okay? And, he said, nowadays, he said, when it comes to the white girls, Spanish girls, whatever, I don't know what they're doing. I don't know if it's all the chemicals they're putting in the food. I don't know what. But he's saying now they starting to get bodies like black women, and now black men can actually pull non-black women that actually have the body of black women. So he said it makes it more of a competition now than before. It was like just hands down.
They don't realize kids like that are ignorant. See, they don't really understand. I'm gonna actually use the word ignorant in this sentence. You know, they don't really understand. See, back then, you know, in situations with black women, you know, our bodies are developed completely different. You know what I'm saying? So between a white, you know, between white, black, whoever, our are broken down differently. That's a fact. But see, it's the thing, like, everybody, you know, everyone has muscles and stuff in your body. So now I've seen some white chicks, you know what I'm saying, and I'll be like, damn, she got the body like a black girl. But you don't see what they doing to get that body like a black girl. Some of them actually are cheating, in my opinion, by getting them silicone implants and doing stuff like that. But then you do have some that's actually hitting the gym. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Getting on the squat machine.
That.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I've seen
getting
that.
Getting on the leg and doing stuff
they
like
love
that.
They love that glute master.
Body like that.
They love that glute master. I can tell you that right now. They live
yeah,
on that
you
glute
know what I'm saying? And you see more. You see, like, I go to the gym. I faithfully go to the gym. At least, you know what I'm saying, 4 or 5 times out of the week. And it's not even the same fitness connection that I go to. But you see white women up in their squats, you know what I'm saying? You look at them while they're squatting, because I ain't go front. I'm a man. Damn it, I'm a look. But, you know, my ass running. You know what I'm saying?
Breaking up, brother. You know? You in the bad section?
Huh?
You in the bad section. You're breaking up. Hold on. Let me see. I got something. Let me see, check this out here for a second. Erico 607. You on the show? You got a question?
Oh, no. I ain't hear from you for a minute, Phil. So what up? How you doing, man?
I'm all right. Who is this?
This is Bernard, man.
Okay, how you doing, man? What's up? What's on your mind?
Oh no, I'm just listening to the show. I'm just paying attention. I ain't hear from y'all from a minute, so I just wanted to, like, you know, just tune in and listen, you know.
All right, bro. All right. Appreciate you.
Yep.
Yeah, anyway, man. Yeah, but it's like that. Well, over there at LA Fitness, man, shoot, they be in there and they be getting it all the time. I've even heard them go to the personal trainer and say, oh, you know, what exercises I can do, you know, so I can get my butt bigger. And what people don't realize, you know, your booty is a muscle. It can be manipulated no different than a tricep or a bicep can.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So these females are going in there and working it now. You know, so I don't know. But see, my thing is, with brothers, like, that's kind of like what we like, you know, more thicker woman, stuff like that. Well, most of your traditional with a lot of...
Speak for yourself, bruh.
Okay. Well, a good amount of us, not all. Because, like I said, not all. Cause, yeah, I know you said Sierra is more of your kind of, you know, body
yeah,
type.
Yeah, right. I love mine. Slim and flexible. But that's a different show. That's a different conversation. For
yeah, that's a different conversation, a different show. But some of us brothers, like myself, like the stack chicks. Like, it's point blank. So, now a lot of, you know, now, like I say, I ain't gonna lie, never in my life I've seen this many of them. I'm talking about just period outside of black women looking like that now. I mean, that's a trip for me to see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so of course my brother's gonna be trying to shoot at them.
Mm-hmm. You asked. It's just funny. You know, like when I'm in the gym, you know, because like I said, I go to many different fitness stations and different gyms to go, you know, work out, play basketball, do whatever. And I see a dude talking to a white chick, and I see a one of the most prettiest black chicks I've ever seen, but he's looking at the chick with the body, you know what I'm saying? And the other chick, she's cute, you know, she's proportioned.
Yeah.
He's looking at the body. I don't understand it. And the chick can have a body but have the IQ of a bucket of shrimp when he's sitting there. You got a...
Yeah,
what trips me out,
though, man, it's like when brothers, like, shoot at them, it's like they feel like they get all, like, happy when a brother shoot at them. You notice that?
Mm-hmm. To be all giddy, like, they ain't never had nobody talk to them before. If I see a chick and I start talking to her, she get all giddy, that means she don't get talked to by too many dudes. So it's not hard to impress her.
Yeah, exactly. I've had a chick, white chick, tell me this one time, man. She said that the reason why she like black men is because that the black men actually give her more compliments and treat her better. Then a lot of times, then you know, say white men is like, ah, whatever. Say, but brothers always treat them good, especially the ones. Now she brought up a point, and I said, wow. Said, especially the ones that just started dating white women, the ones that's kind of like, I can't, you know, stand sisters because they treat me this way. So then they go on are hard in the paint on them. And I thought that was quite interesting to hear her say that.
Yeah, I don't know on that one.
Yeah, because with some of these brothers, though, you know, like you're talking about your boy Eddie Griffin, they saw him go crazy. Some of them go so crazy and happy to have one, they don't care how they look. My thing is, they be hard on black women, hard on them about how they look and how they present themselves. But some of them be getting some old busted up white girls, like, and be happy, too.
I got a homeboy like that that I really don't understand it.
And then black women look like, they can just look like, really? Like, really? That's what you want? You know what I'm saying? That gotta, you know, now I think about it, that gotta mess with your head a little bit, though. Like,
it do. It has to.
On a woman aspect.
It has to, because that right there, that really just makes no sense at all. Like, I got another home with it like that. Like he had one of the most beautifully, and you know who I'm talking about right now. Phil. John's girlfriend was one of the baddest chicks I had ever seen.
You know, I never seen her.
She was gorgeous.
I heard she was. You say she was like real caramel looking color, the chick, something
and
like that, right?
With the long curly hair, it was her. It was her hair.
She was like one of them Louisiana Creole chicks.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. a lot of, and what y'all know about a lot of them Creole chicks, brothers, light skin, a lot of them got green eyes, hazel eyes, like.
He had them green eyes, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And they naturally
he,
green.
He messed it off.
Who he messed it off with, dog?
He messed it off with a chick that didn't even look good, man. It was just pointless to me. Like I say that if you gonna go out, I don't, you know what I'm saying. I don't want to sound like I support, you know what I'm saying, cats that cheat or nothing like that. But if you gonna cheat, man, cheat to somebody that look better than your ex, you know what I'm saying? Maybe she got more, you know what I'm saying, more something than your girl got or something like that. Don't take a step down, man. Take a step up. I never understood that.
I never understood that either, bro. Like, why would you, like, downgrade? Like, who does that? Like, you have, like, even with your cars, who does that? With your job, who does that? Nobody does that. But dudes, like, they just, you know, only time, I broke that down one time, like, in a video talking about why dudes cheat with the ugly girl. A lot of times dudes cheat with the ugly girl because a lot of times, since the ugly girl can't really make up for anything in looks, she make up for it in sex. And usually times the ugly girl got the best sex, actually, than the pretty girl.
You might have a point on that one. I had a few ugly ones, a few mugs. A few woof-woofs, you know what I'm saying, that you don't tell nobody about. But when I'm just sitting back here talking to y'all, thinking about that, you are absolutely correct.
Yeah, because the pretty girls, a lot of times, are used to getting, well, I'm trying to see how can you, they used to getting done. They're not used to giving it, put it like that. That's how I'm looking at it. And the ugly girl, she going to make up for it, bro. She going to probably cook.
She going to make up for it. She
probably give you some money. All this other stuff. You know what I'm saying? Now, I knew some brothers, and I don't know if any, you know, white women listening. Yeah, some brothers that say they like to only date, you know, overweight white women. You ever heard some of them say that?
Hell no.
I'm going to tell you why. They say because they'll do everything and they'll give them all kinds of money. And because they got good credit.
I need to go find me one of them, man.
Stupid.
My credit's all messed up.
Man, take care of your credit, man.
Hey, man, I'm fixing it right now as we speak, man. I'm trying to get a house by the time I'm 28, man.
Dog, why every comedian, they joke, oh, you got to joke about our credit, bro.
I thought about that, man. You know what I'm saying?
Niggas can't keep good credit.
I'm saying, hey, man, I was one of them hard-headed. I guess I follow that category, man. I was one of them hard-headed cats when I turned 18. You got them credit card. I was start rolling in my mama's eyes. I lost my damn mind.
Man, my credit was good before I went through that divorce. Shoot, man, my credit was awesome. Put that doggone stuff on my credit, man. Now my brother fighting for his life, boy, trying to get his credit back up.
Yeah,
my credit was good. I paid all stuff.
I'm kidding. See, I was the N word on that note when I was 18. I was the N word. You know, you pay that minimum for about 3 months. That little $25 minimum.
But see, you know what though? I had a dude talk to me in real estate, man, the other day when I was at the vet's office. And they were saying that don't pay off all your credit cards, man. Like, don't pay them off. Like, leave a balance on it. And that way you get your score up. You do it about 6 months or whatever. I mean, don't max out your card either, but, like, just leave a little balance on it. And that's going to get your score to jack up. Because he told me, he said, like, if I go to my bank or someplace and get one of them credit cards that I put the money down.
Yeah.
And then you could, he said, then pay that good in a report or whatever and get your credit score up. Because he said, you can have $100,000 in the bank. It don't matter. He said, it's about your credit score. He said, you can not have a job. As long as you got an 800 credit score, people will give you something.
I wish my credit score might have been 800 for about 2 hours. That's all I'm saying. It might have been 800 for about 2 hours. And after them 2 hours, their credit score just started going down, in my opinion.
Stupid, dog. Come on, bro. Like, really? But, But yeah, but you know about the credit situation, man. Like brothers got to take care of their credit, man. Cause we shouldn't have to get with another female just so we can have some good credit, bro.
True. True.
You know what I'm saying?
True.
I mean,
you're right.
And also, man, shoot, these females, when you get one of them, man, find out about their credit, too. Because, shoot, you can have some good credit, and then she come into the situation with all her bills going to bring you down.
Yeah.
Let's get that.
Man, you ain't lying on that one, boy.
You ain't lying.
Yeah,
I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't understand either. It just really just floors me when they say, "Yeah, man, this white girl got good credit." And I'm like, "Why? Where your credit at?" You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's, you know, brothers, we need to start taking care of our business, man. I mean, we should
not
have
even that, man. Just us as a black people, anyway. Like, I used to hate hen. Like when I was growing up, man. You know what I'm saying? My mama had a friend or whatnot, and her lights got cut off. She put the lights in the daughter's name, man. Daughter was like 13. Like, why would you put the lights in your daughter's name and then you don't pay the lights in your daughter's name? Now her credit messed up before she can turn 18.
Yeah. They used to especially do that back in the day, man. They used to sit there and put everything in their kid's name. Their kid just born. As soon as they got some kid card, they open the stuff up in their kid's name. Like, you nigga, you. Like, delete that card. That kid card alone.
Straight up, man. That shit there is crazy. It's crazy. That just shit make it look like, man. And I'm about to have me a child of my own, man. One thing I'm gonna do is like, and I guess this is what our parents do when you finally get to the point you have a child. You know, like, you go teach your kids what you did, what you shouldn't do. You know what I'm saying? Because
yeah.
I went through it.
Mhm.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, whether it's a boy or a girl, because I still don't know yet. You know,
yeah.
But. You know, I'm gonna make sure I teach them, you know, what they shouldn't do. You know what I'm saying? Hey, don't do it. You know, unless my child come out hard headed like me and they gonna do it anyways.
But, man, well, I hope they come out like their mama.
I hope they do too. I hope they do too. Cause I'm hard headed, man.
Man, shoot, I tell you what, man, when it comes to kids, man, we do need to be schooling our kids, especially our sons, man. We need to school our sons. You know, because some of these dudes that be letting these females play them and all this other stuff, a lot of times because, you know, the father's not schooling their son, man. It's like our sons growing up, especially with these, you know, single moms, and they're raising their sons to be suckers and tricks, man. And it's like these dudes just don't know no better. And,
they don't.
They don't, man. I mean, they seriously just don't. So you can't really come at them like, man, you know, you a trick. You a sucker. You a simp. It's kind of hard. And the more I'm looking at it, it's kind of hard to come at these dudes like that now because it's like these dudes generally don't know.
Yeah.
And, that's like a symptom of not having a father in their life.
Honestly, I can agree with you on that one, 100%, because I got a friend, 27 years old, you know what I'm saying? And I act older than him. The difference is that my old man was there, you know what I'm saying? Not my biological old man, but you know what I'm saying? Like, dude that raised me, you know what I'm saying? My dad. Not my biological dad, but my dad. He raised me, you know what I'm saying? So, and I think, you know, way more ahead, you know what I'm saying? I'm way smarter for his life and situations, period, you know what I'm saying, versus him. You know, he's 27 and he making mistakes that I made at 22.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, speaking of, man, that's him calling me right now, but he'll get a phone call back. But, you know, like, he, you know, he just, I just, you know, you can just tell the difference from a man that was raised by a man versus a man that was raised by a woman or with no male figure in his life at all. You can tell the difference.
Oh, yeah, you can definitely tell the difference. I mean, it's just kind of how a lot of these, you see how a lot of these cats in this day and time, they just really show it more than what we used to, you know, see dudes do that with. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like, to a point, it's ridiculous. I mean, look at hip-hop today. I mean, you can really see how bad it is.
Man, don't even discuss hip-hop, man. It's the state of the hip-hop game right now is just atrocious, man. As much as I'm a big hip-hop fan, man, I'm a big hip-hop and R&B fan, man, but the state of hip-hop right now is terrible, man. Like, I mean, there's a few cats out here that I like, you know, the Kendrick Lamars and stuff like that. You know, a few cats like that with lyrics. But when you got, you know, I can't even put Wayne up there no more, man. Like, Wayne ain't even talking about nothing. You know, and you got cats that's coming out wearing skirts, and ASAP Rocky was on 106 and Park with a dress on. You know what I'm saying? Like where they do that at? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
but
like
because you know why? Because you know why, dog? They're trying to feminize the black man. That's why.
I don't understand.
And what they do is they can't come to a regular brother like me and you with that. So what they do, they use people like ASAP Rocky, they use people like Kanye or whatever.
Kanye is just a damn fool. Yeah, I'm just gonna call it what he is. I love his music. He's a musical genius. He's just a damn fool. You know, he's been on the spiral down. He's just been on the spiral downward since his mama died, man.
He be doing a lot of stuff that, you know, he would have never done if his mother
was engaged. He's been engaged twice since his mama died? Yeah.
My thing is, you know, he with old girl Amber Rose, we're like, dog, you gonna get Kim pregnant? Like, really? Kim? Like, Kim. Of all chicks to get pregnant, Kim.
The chick that was famous off of Ray J, off everybody. Ray J? Really? Brandy, little brother?
Yeah. Yeah, Brandy. That's one of the females, like that quote I read online said, I'm not saying you a hoe, but if you spit, you can give a donation to the sperm clinic.
I saw a meme about that, man. That was funny, man. I saw that.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, man, that's wild, man.
That was funny, man.
Yeah, that's wild, man. So everybody on the radio show, man, we just talking about, you know, different things, but you know, we definitely, you know, just keep it 100 on the show. We just hanging out tonight, talking about a bunch of different topics, you know, state of hip hop. You know, we definitely talking about the black, you know, the black women, white women thing. I got one more, you know, plug I want to jump back on that so we could talk about that. The phone line is open, 347-996-3350, if y'all want to call in and talk about that, any women, men, or whatever. But let me play this one little clip going back to the original topic, and then we'll focus on
the assumption is that, or not the assumption, but the fear that, like, black men are, like, dating white women because, like, they're easier because they, like, are more agreeable, they don't give you as much trouble, and that they fit, like, this sort of, like,
sexual,
also, like, sexual.
It's kind of fear. It's kind of like
fear, but, like,
it's an assumption, as you say. It's kind of an assumption because, I don't know, like you said, it's kind of like flavor of the one thing. It's like, and so many black men, I know friends on our site get on there and say some really, like, negative things and say, this is why I mess with this, this is why I do this. So, I mean, there's definitely the assumption, and it's always like, and that's what causes people to be like, okay, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Me, myself, when I...
All right, so you heard that, Scott?
Yes, I did hear that.
All right. So what's your opinion on that?
I'm just shaking my head at that, man. It's, you know, situations like that, just shake my head. Just really don't understand.
So do you feel what they were saying is right and wrong, and why? That's the question I'm asking.
Do I feel that it was right and wrong?
Yeah. Do you feel that brothers that date white women date them because they are easier to get along with? Yes.
You know,
I'm asking.
You ask it. Well, that situation. Yeah. Well, no. Hell no. Hell no. They not right. No, they're not right. They're not easier to get along with. Like a black dude saying that a white girl is easier to get along with. No. You just, oh, hell no. There's no way that you can really just say that because I'm going to give you an example right now. My girlfriend is one of the coolest black women that I've ever been with, period. Her whole family is cool. Mama cool, granny cool, everybody. And I'm talking about it's just a laid-back atmosphere when you go around them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then I done had, you know, and you can even say this, you know, white, you know, when they say that, you can say that white people, white women are a little too uppity. You know what I'm saying? You can say some stuff like that. If they want to go that route, you know, by saying that, you can say, you know, white women are snooty. White women are stuck up. They're doing this, you know. You can say stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, if you go along the lines of saying that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let me... But let me go ahead and answer some of these calls I see that come in, bro. Let's see here. Eric Code 480, you on the show?
Hey, how's it going?
How you doing?
Yeah, I have a story. A job I used to work at.
Okay.
Like, it used to be a girl used to come in like once a week. And so, like, one of the guys, he kind of noticed her all the time, like, coming in once a week. Like, so after a couple of weeks, he's like, oh, I like her. And, like, so I don't want to get fired for asking her out. Ah, nobody cares. Just do it. Everybody. But something didn't seem right about this girl. Like, something off, you know. Like, she was kind of real tall. And, like, I don't know. But so I guess the next week she came in, he finally asked her out, and she said, all right. And, like, she, you know, after the next day, we asked him how everything went and stuff. And he don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. All right. Did something go wrong? No, I don't. Leave it alone. All right. So, like, a month went by, and this girl came back. And I'm kind of yelling at him, why didn't you call me? You know, why'd you leave me or whatever? And he just left. Never seen him again. Walked out the door, just left. Gone. Found out this wasn't a lady, it was a man.
Oh, wow.
It was a guy dressed like a woman. It's like something was off about her, you know, like.
Wow, like, really?
Yeah.
Hey, that dude needs to rent the crying game.
he left, and we never saw him again. He never even picked his check up.
He needs to rent the crying game and watch it repeatedly.
Wow. Man, how do you come back from that? I see why he left.
Yeah, hey, I'm going to be for real with you. If I would have worked with him and Phil know what I'm about to say, if I would have worked with him and I would have found out that was a man, he would have got roasted from the time I saw him to the time, like, to the time we left. I would have got fired for talking about him. I would have got
Yeah,
fired.
Yeah, he would have fought you, too, just like homeboy wanted to fight with you, too, because you kept getting on him every day.
Hey, man, that was his fault, man. He was setting himself up for it, man. Like, don't
hot
say nothing.
Yeah, hot tub,
yeah. Hot tub, man. Like, hey, don't set yourself up for failure like that, messing with me, and you know the type of character that I am. I'm just saying, like, he's like, nah, man, that dude needs to rent the crying. I wouldn't have came back to work either if I would have been in this situation, man.
He probably went back to Indonesia, but that's what I think, but. He was from Indonesia. But
I mean, in your opinion, was he attractive? Was it attractive?
No, it's something off, you know. Like, no, I can't explain it. It's like,
yes, big
you
ass
know,
hands.
Something ain't right, you know.
She has some big ass hands, didn't she?
Yeah. It's taller than me. I mean, I'm 6'2", and it was taller than I was, so.
Damn! Oh yeah, yeah.
It was a guy.
Yeah.
He always wore a scarf.
Oh, he knew. He knew there was a dude. He just like dog. People gonna find out.
Yeah, probably.
That's
I,
what
I
it was.
Know.
He
it was
knew.
A, it was funny that she lady boy or whatever came back and like you know at his job and try to you know ask why he's not calling her or whatever. It was kind of funny.
That's terrible. He needs to rent the crying game, bro. That's all I'm saying. He really needs to rent the crying game, man.
Man, well, he got to leave the city, state, or anything, because everybody going to be getting on him. They
I'm old, boy. Every time I roast him, hey, man, you still talking to old dude? I mean, old girl? Every time. Like, it, boy. I'm not going to front, man, and I got offended on a note like this. I had I was going to call it an it, try to hit on me one day. And I just sat back and looked, and, you know, something just told me, look at the neck, because, you know, that it didn't look bad. You know what I'm saying? You know, and something told me, look at the neck, that damn Adam's apple is big as hell. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you just got to take it back to the bases and look at Adam's apple and
shit. Wow, man. You just put that out on Front Street, didn't you? See, I didn't even know that story.
Nah, you didn't know. That happened about a month and a half ago, dog. I feel bad.
Oh, man.
After,
Oh, man.
Yeah, you know I went left, nigga. When I look, I was like, nigga, is that an elbow? Like, in the middle of the conversation. Nigga, is that an elbow? Oh, hell no. Hey, man, take, you better skip your half ass across the yellow brick road. I literally went off like that, man. Can't do it.
Man, where you be hanging out at, dog?
Can't do it, dog.
I was in the damn Galleria, dog.
Oh, you in Galleria?
Yeah,
I heard,
Galleria,
oh, yeah, man. Yeah. Okay, you was in up there. Okay.
Goddamn Galleria, man. This nigga came to me like this. Boy, I wanted to hit that nigga dead in his eye. I swear. I got mad. Like, man, you are a dude. Don't nothing about me say metrosexual or gay. You know what I'm saying? And I don't have nothing against gay people or nothing like that, but nothing about me says that I'm that way. Period. Like, don't come to me like that. That's the quickest way for you to get hit in your jaw. I can't do it.
That's wild, man. Well, hey, man, 480, appreciate you calling. I got another call I need to try to answer, but thank you, bro, for the story.
Yeah, no problem.
323 area code, you on the show?
What's going on, fam? This is Dean from Cali. How y'all doing?
Oh, what's going on, man?
What's going on? I just want to get down with this debate situation. About this white women are better situations, because I hear that all the time too.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is my two cents on it. I think some insecure black women made that up, because if black women really start to watch the news, they will see white women killing their husbands every day, or you know, all those TV shows going off. So they ain't easy to deal with. I mean, just get that out of the way. Like, when I hear a black woman say that or whatever, you know, sister, whatever, I say, guess what? How you going to say why we black men date white women or whatever when you don't date? I mean, that's like getting inside our head. It'd be different if they date them. But I'm saying, you know, that's something that you made up. Let's just keep it real. Because how many sisters you know dating white women? You know, I'm just saying regular women, you know. So my two cents is that's the lie that black women made up, that white women easier to deal with, they more docile, they whatever. How do they know why we date them, you know, if we the ones that date them? I mean, they in the sidelines watching. Like, I'm speaking on that because, you know, I date black women, white women, Chinese, Mexican, whatever.
I'm looking at your area code. You're in the L.A. area, right?
Right.
Okay, I'm looking at your area code. So I would say that's a lot of that going on out there where you at, because I've been out there a few times. So
I would say it's like universal now, because look at all these mixed babies. I'm just saying, somebody fucking. I'm just saying outside their reach, somebody doing some things, you know. So I would just say, you know, you can't generalize a whole population of people who date, and that's just like saying, you know, all black women angry or whatever. You know, that's not true. You know what I mean? But people just grab these generalizations and just put them on a whole race of people or a whole whatever. Like when you say all white, like again, a lot of white women that I know, you know, women are just women. You know, you know,
exactly.
you can say whatever. But you know, you put a woman in a situation. If you cheat on a woman just because she white, you think she gonna let you slide on that? All you gotta do is turn on your TV set and see, you know, how many had their last supper. And
snap.
We wouldn't talk about the
that
Bible.
Snap.
I'm just saying.
If you look at
Snap.
It's
exactly.
Mostly white women.
Exactly. So I don't know where they got that from, that they more docile.
Yeah, I mean, get that either. Because the thing is about white women that what these brothers don't understand, they smile in your face, they be nice or whatever, but that's the worst ones. Because they always got something up their sleeve. Like, my thing is, talk to white dudes.
Up their sleeve like a knife or a gun.
That's my thing. I see, hey, black women kind of announce what they going to do to you. You already kind of know, like, man, I better leave her alone. She's going to do me something. But a lot of times,
see, that's the thing, though, in the debate, like, when they say that, it just proves the entire point. That's why I say, when they say stuff like that, I say, come on now, you being ignorant, you know. I mean, what if they would say all black women are angry, and then she would get mad at that, you know, but the same black woman would jump up and say, y'all black men want these white women because they docile. I like, look how ignorant you sound right now. I mean, if you was a black man, I would listen to you more, because you at least dated and you had a couple of white women experiences, but you ain't no dude, so you don't know what we think. You know, all these women that's writing these books saying this is what men think. I said, how do you know what we think? How do you know why we do what we do? You a woman, you a female, so write what females think, what females go through, but you can't write no book on me like why I do what I do. You know, that's my two cents on that, you know.
Yeah, Scott, you got anything to add to that?
Dude made a lot of sense. Like, you can't just literally, like, that's why I hate, like, you know, I'm not going to say I hate, like, psychologists, but they try to, you know what I'm saying, go inside your brain, well, like, you know, oh, well, men do this because this, this, and this. Like, how the hell do you know that? You know, that's my
exactly.
whole thing, like.
That's like the book about dogs, right? And say dogs act like this because they do this and that and that and that. But we not really. We can guess why they do it, but we can't get into their head. That's why I wish we had some females in this conversation. I would ask her. I'm like, where do you get that from? That you know why we do what we do. I mean, you know, women are just women. We don't go after a white woman just because whatever. Sometimes we go after them because, you know, some of them look better, you know, than we say a sister or whatever. You know, but if we go in a room with you got a sister that look better, we going after the sister. You know, so
exactly.
it ain't got nothing to do sometimes with whatever, you know. Now, back in the day it might have, that color stroke thing. But you know, it'll be a more argument for her to say that about light-skinned women and dark-skinned women. That would be a better argument for her to make to say that we go after light-skinned women than dark-skinned women.
You know what?
I understand.
I was just about to say that. You are absolutely correct.
I can understand that, but white women argument, they just as crazy as the sisters, so I'm just saying.
Yeah, you're in L.A., right? So let's take this example right now. You know, Kobe, we knew Kobe was cheating. Well, Vanessa
knew, and she
hit Kobe where it hurt. I'm taking $3 million plus the kids and 3 mansions.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna leave you with this. So I'm taking the kids from you, which if you know Kobe Bryant, his kids is his heart. Then you take
three
mansions.
Wow.
She hit Kobe where it hurt. She took his money. She took his bread.
Wow.
And you forgot one thing. You forgot one thing. She hit him at two. She waited to the 10-year mark where she could have got that permanent spousal support, too.
Yep.
Well, she was screwed until she got remarried. So if she would have divorced him, she could have had boyfriends for the rest of her life. As long as she didn't get married, Kobe would have to pay her.
Exactly. Well, look at Nas right now. Nas going through a little something, too. I'm just saying. I think he's trying to get back with Khalees because she got him in that pocket, too. I mean, Yeah, you can pay millions of dollars a month or a year for child support. I mean, for separations, you know, when you separate, where do you do that at? You know what I mean? You can't make that money like the money in the music business ain't like it used to be back in the day. You know, let's keep it real.
Because all this piracy going around, it's killing all they little extra funds they used to get back in the day.
See?
You had to get cat the dub, you a tape or something. But now, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Man, you just get on with the music.
If you ain't doing no show right now, you ain't making no money. In the like look at all the artists that came out in the 90s or whatever that we seen on MTV, BET. Where they at now? They probably Walmart or something, but you don't see
not
them
doing
nowhere.
Nothing, bro. Not doing nowhere. But check, I was listening to Nelly talk about the other day. He was talking about Chief Keef, and he was talking about, you know, the deal he got. He said that he wouldn't have took that deal. That's a Nelly shit. Nelly said, I wouldn't have took that deal even though it was $6 million. He said the reason why is because he said because Chief Keef had that one song that was so hot on the internet, and he said Chief Keef should have just came out as a single.
Bang.
Huh?
Right. No, that song he called Bang Bang or What I Don't Like.
He said he should have came out just with singles. He said and put it on iTunes, and he said he could have done shows just off of singles and traveled and got all the money for himself. He said, forget the label.
Exactly.
You know, because Nelly was saying that's a new game.
Chief Keef ain't gonna last, man. Just you know, we talking about music. Chief Keef is garbage. Let's get this out of the spirit right now. Him, Trinidad James, and a few other cats—they just a hot garbage right now. You know what I'm saying? And they selling singles right now. They have that one gold single
you gotta look at the industry now. The industry is single orientated. It ain't about albums no more. It's about singles. Mm-hmm. When you go out, you don't buy a body of work for a body of work. You buy a single right now, and so marketing wise, you know, I would argue that Chief Keef, you know, even though he's a young dude, he built his brand online and whatnot, and he made people come after him now. So it seems like he's doing what he's supposed to do, you know, because what look at all the other cats doing the same thing he did, they still broke. So you gotta give him some kind of credit.
Nah, you gotta give Chief Keef credit on you know, like getting hot online and everything, and that one song. Even though that one song, like I said, that's one song was good.
More than one song. If y'all follow Chief Keef, it's a movement. I mean, he's like, when you look at rap, you know, it got so commercialized, so pop. But, you know, when he came out, he was like that dude that, you know, that brought the, like, you know, the street, the grimy back, like the lyric back. He said, instead of doing metaphors, he said, I'm really saying those words. And so he got respect for bringing rap back or whatever, you know, a lot of the East Coast cats saying that, you know, this what's up right now. This is real. They said this is real rap. So he's like, you know, plus he said, you know, I'm hearing rumors that, you know, he accepted the Lord in his life. You know, I heard that too. So,
well,
you know, hey.
Let me tell you what happened to rap, man. Cause like I said, I've seen the time period when it started, you know, versus when you had the conscious rappers versus to the gangster rap to this. Thank God I got to see all that. And the one thing
I've seen
the difference between the rap today versus back in the day, like back in the day, all the rappers had this like black pride type of stuff. You see the Brothers Wayne stuff talking about black this or African stuff or something. They had some sort of pride. And also, back in the day, we never kept the same lingo either. Like the moment, like not to be, you know, racial or nothing on the show, but the moment like we found out that other people outside of black folks learned our slang, we changed it. That way nobody would know what we were talking about. We kept doing that, kept changing.
Well, you got to look at it like movement, like disco movement.
Oh, God,
every genre has its own language. Like the disco had their own language, hip hop got their language, the grunge they got their language. You know, and you expect music to change. Like if music was still the same as it was in the '60s, we have a problem right now. So I expect, you know, people that don't like the new hip hop, you know, y'all got to like say it's about change. You know, every 10 years. It's going to be a change in genre. It's going to be a change in swag. It's going to be a change. And people just got to get with that. You know, now we got music going on. CDs is old-fashioned. Having a CD now is like having an 8-track tape. You know, I got a CD. You got a what? You know, so.
Yeah, everything's on iTunes
quick,
now. Or put on
exactly.
iPod.
That's how quick. And we're only talking about like 5 or 10 years. So look how fast times is moving. So we, you know, now 10 years from now it might be on something else, but stuff is changing fast.
I just don't like this feminization stuff. I don't like that what's going on in the rap, and I don't like this this pop, because I call them pop rappers, like pop artists, like NSYNC was, or with them other group that was famous back in the day, Backstreet Boys. That's how they are these days. Rappers, they are equivalent to them.
See, in every genre, everybody got a lane. Everybody can't ride the same lane or be a crash. So we got to have some of them out there. But at the end of the day, the money is in being commercial, and you can't blame them for going after that check. Because at the end of the day.
That was my next thing to say, because right now in rap, in the music game, period. If you're not commercial, you're not doing nothing right now. Let's just be real with you right now. You know what I'm saying? And because you in L.A., I know there's some L.A. rappers out there that's just hard that you know about, but he'll never make it major, you know what I'm saying, because due to the fact of, you know, he's not going commercial.
I'm going to keep it real. While you keeping it real, Nicki Minaj and them cashing them checks, while y'all mad at Nicki, she pop, but she cashing those pop checks.
She's not even cashing pop chicks. You know what she cashing? She's in the right genre right now. She in that Hot 100. Once you get in that Hot 100 playlist, Hot 40, Top 40, Hot 100, that's when you getting all the money. You getting hip hop money. You
I gotta ask something about Nicki. Did you see that song she was preaching with French Montana? Did you see that video?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You like that?
Man, the only thing I'm going to say is you see it.
Yeah, that was so nice. No,
hey,
I got
hey
quiet. Like, I
hey
was the visualized it for a second. I was like, wow.
She pulled a little Kim on that one, though.
See, hey, Nicki, hey, that's what it is. So you know, I'm looking at it like, you know, even in rap now, like when the white girls come back, because we're looking at white and black, white people getting in a rap now. We gave Eminem his spot. We say because it's not about the color of the skin, it's about your craft, right? So
yeah,
Eminem came and did his thing.
Eminem is one of the few that can make
Machine Gun Kelly. Y'all got to look at Machine Gun Kelly. He doing his thing.
MGK is nice. I give you that. MGK is nice. And hell, even the other little white dude.
When he screwed up
and
he got with Diddy, though.
Miller.
That screwed him up.
Hey.
He shouldn't have got Machine Gun Kelly. Shouldn't have got with Diddy. He screwed up.
He should have went with Maybach, probably.
Yeah, he should have went with somebody other than him, because Diddy would just screw him. But hold on, while we talking about West, hold on. While we talking about West Coast rappers, I got to get this out there. Sugar Free is one of the greatest rappers of all time. Okay, what you say? He got the best punchline ever.
All right.
Now listen to Sugar Free today, man.
Really?
See,
you gonna say he got the best punchline ever?
Yes, he does. If you want to know,
I'm a big lyrics fan. You gonna push Sugar Free off a big L?
Man, I'm telling you, Sugar Free got the best lines ever.
Hey, I have to ride with Big L on that one, but hey, that's
I'm
what's
sorry
up, though.
Sugar Free, man. But hold on, let me see somebody else calling in here. Let me see who we got here. Who we got here? Area code 256, you on the show? Area code 256, you on the show? I guess they, well, get them off. They ain't talking. Anyway, so, bro, you think Big L got better punchlines than Sugar Free?
I'm just looking at it like, y'all ever watch the URL rap battles on YouTube?
Every once in a while. I've been watching the female ones here lately. I ain't gonna lie. Females lately. That queen in the ring.
When you get a chance, y'all go on YouTube, check out, it's called the URL rap battles and whatnot. And that there's a lane for that, you know, wherein, you know, I don't want to see my underground rappers get commercial. You know, I want everybody to stay in their lane because, you know, those cats right there, even Consequence, you know, he writing for people and whatnot. You know, stay in this lane, but don't come out and try to do commercial or whatever. You know what I mean? Because I don't know if y'all was checking it, but Consequence just, you know, I don't know if y'all follow Love and Hip Hop. But Consequence got punked on YouTube when Joe Budden walked up to him and said that something, and he felt some kind of way about it, and he sucker punched Joe Budden. I'm doing a
reunion show. I've been hearing about that all week, dog. About how Tahiri caught him a fade on a quick fade.
I've been trying to catch out. Did anybody find out is that coming on TV anytime soon, or the reunion, or what's going on?
The reunion wasn't coming on, but I've been hearing all about it all week from like all of them, man, like online, and Consequence is talking about he got Joe Budden's phone. And
I'm like, did y'all see that? It sounded like he was scared in his voice when Joe Budden was all calm and standing up. It sounded like Consequence was scared, like his voice was shaking. Like, I ain't doing that. We all family. You know, he's talking like Terrence Howard.
I'll tell you that Joe Budden said he told him on the set. Good. Joe Budden said he told him on set at Love and Hip Hop and said, "Hey man, you want to go to the bathroom?"
Like, wow.
Yeah, he said, "Want to go to the bathroom?"
I was watching on YouTube a while ago.
Yeah, he said he want to go.
Like, hey, you're tall, crazy dude. You know, got them mollies in them too.
Popping them mollies, huh?
It'd be a problem. It'd be a situation.
I can't do that shit, boy. The niggas popping these mollies, boy. I don't know what's good about it, boy.
See, my question is the sisters, you know, because I wish we had one on here tonight, but they complain about the white girls. What they need to be complaining about the Boricuas, them Spanish, you know, because, you know, the brothers, we putting up those, you know, them Spanish girls like crazy.
That's why it trips me out to hear that, like, them talk about that, because I say, man, brothers going after the Latinas. Nah, man, it's like they'd be replaced.
That's what it is, and some of them Latinas act like they white. I mean, if you hear them talking behind closed doors,
I don't know which ones you talking about. But most of the ones that I've ever like,
I'm talking about
the corporate American
ones act like they white sometimes. Not all Latinas, but you got different styles. Like you got the ones that we love, of course, the ones that get down with us. But then you got those other Latinas that they act like they white sometimes. You know what I mean? You got them in the office and they.
You in the place, in my opinion, besides Africa, you in the place with the most beautiful chicks is at my team.
Scott, I ain't gonna lie, LA, them chicks on a whole nother level out there. These chicks down here garbage compared to over there. I can tell you right now.
Hey man, now where y'all at?
We in Houston.
We in A-Time, baby.
Oh, y'all in Texas.
The difference between the girls here versus there is the girls here are more down home. The ones over there are a little bit more superficial.
Wow. Well, you know, I'll take up for all our women up here. I'll say it like this. Every woman you meet, they want a black man to tell the truth, keep it real. But you come to me with fake boobs, fake eyelashes, fake hair, you know, some type of fake accent because they act like they're from London. They've been there once or twice. I'm just saying. And so they got all that. And they all that fakeness, and he wants the brothers to keep it real. So wherever, I guarantee you in Texas, just like, you know, New York, whatever, I bet a lot of these females, you know, you talk about superficial, all them women, they like to look good. They like to have fake stuff on. And whether it's their hair, their breasts, you know, them contacts or whatever, I ain't going to judge them for it, but I'm just saying let's keep it real. You know, you can't just say LA. I know everybody say that about LA or whatever, but let's just keep
it real.
I'm
not just saying it, bro. I was there a few times, so I'm not just talking out of my head. I see them. They're on a different level. I'm not saying it in a bad way either. I'm saying it in a good way. They keep their game.
I could go to any city, and I can show you females that got fake breasts, fake hair.
No, I'm not even talking about fake eyelashes. I ain't talking about that. I'm just talking about in general. I just know it's the overall thing over there that the females got their game step up a little more. I would say versus here. Like, if you came down here.
One thing I will say, too, like, I would compare us almost to Atlanta, Georgia, because everybody fronting, you know, when I say fronting, you know, faking it till you make it, everybody you run into, I'm an actress, and they working at McDonald's or whatever, you know, and they got their reading scripts on the side. But everybody got a hustle on the side that they do until they make it. So, like, in Atlanta, you know, so every time you run into somebody, they like, you know, he said, what do you do to get paid? He said, well, they go all around the world with you on that. They say, well, I'm an actress, I'm a model, I'm this, I'm that. But what do you do to get paid? Well, I'd like to hear you. I work at this restaurant. You know, so
yeah,
I don't say that's
they,
that about
they, Magic City or something like that.
Hey, now, you know, that's true. This is true. So that's what I'm saying, you know. So, like, you know, I would compare us to Atlanta. Like, a lot of people, you know, when you meet them, it's like you probably say superficial. You probably ran into a lot of superficial people. You probably like, you know, what are you trying to do right now? Everybody trying to get their movie out, they thing out, they whatever. But, you know, everybody fake it until they make it, you know. Here in Atlanta is real bad like that.
So Atlanta. So all the stuff I be hearing about Atlanta, it's like one city I just really want to fancy too much. I don't know why. I just don't.
You'll rack up on
Atlanta
a something. Let me tell
fun.
You. Like,
this is a
lot of brothers
right
is kind
Atlanta
of like
lay
now down there. So they looking for some straight men. So you go down there, you Billy D.
Oh, wow.
You be missing,
nah,
you be
I'm
missing
I'm
one
I'm
leg.
Off,
and only have one eye. You go down to Atlanta, they're like, oh, Hercules. This is like Billy D. You know, you straight, you know. So, hey, you go down to Atlanta, you rack up.
Well, I remember, man, I heard J-Mac one time talking about he got off the plane over there and some of them dudes were hitting on J-Mac.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, did you hear that?
Hey.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard when J-Mac said that on
the
radio.
The Freestyle King?
Morning,
you messing with the Freestyle King? Like, come on, now. J-Mac, I'll spoil
up. Wow. That. But keep it real. Like, we act like we surprised when these rappers be wearing these tight jeans and coming out with all these styles or whatever, like the gay people. But the reality is that's a whole nother download culture that if somebody was to break that story, because you always hear every other year a rapper get caught out, you know, with a transvestite, or whatever, where they know, you know, that's what it is, and they get caught, you know. And, you know, we had a couple of DJs got caught, you know, a couple of radio DJs got caught, you know. But that's the reality. A lot of download is so crazy in hip-hop community. They act all hard or whatever, but a lot of our favorite rappers, if a camera followed them around, like on reality TV, a lot of them be getting busted right now.
Sure, well, nobody. No, I don't see how everybody let Lil Wayne get a pass, kissing baby in the mouth.
He can kiss
on
that man
TV.
Like full time.
On TV.
Well, he's in the hospital right now, right? Because he's going through that situation. You know,
there ain't no situation.
He says liver failed on
him.
No, what happened with that? Was he on some? Was he trying some new drug or something?
No,
or,
he was drinking.
Or,
no. Okay, let me get this right here for you. Let me get this. All right. What happened with Wayne is that he was on a codeine binge. He was on a SERB binge. All he was drinking, they said all he was drinking, and like I said, these are just reports, and this ain't from no TMZ shit, because TMZ reported his ass dead. But
right.
He was on a codeine binge. He had been drinking drank for the past 3 days. He was drinking like 3 to 4 cups every day.
Wow.
Of drink. Now, if you know what drink is codeine with promethazine. So
right.
You're supposed to take when you know what I'm saying, when you got a cough, you're trying to get over the flu, some shit like that.
Almost like Michael Jackson, another brother got caught self-medicating and almost died.
Yeah, almost like that. But he wasn't self-medicating. See, Wayne was drinking syrup, like, in Texas, Houston, well, really just Texas, just down south. Louisiana, Alabama, Mississippi, everybody down here, Atlanta even catching on to it now. Everybody's drinking drink. They call it perp, drink, whatever the hell, lean, whatever.
Right.
All it is promethazine with cough syrup, and you mix it with a Sprite or a Blue Tropicana Twister. That's why Drake said in one of his songs, you know, you can take the drink. If you mix it right, it turn purple, it'll turn pink. If you mix it right, it'll turn purple. But if you mix it wrong, it'll turn pink. I'm telling you from experience because I didn't drunk it, and I didn't even roll the blunt up in some drink before, and it actually, you know, it tastes good. It burns slower. You know what I'm saying? That was younger life, though. That was younger life. That ain't me now. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
but I did a video on that, and before promethazine, they was using Tylenol 3, the liquid Tylenol 3, back in the 90s.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was the actual shit. That was the shit in the 90s. They was calling bar. Because it'll tell you that it's bar. If it's Tylenol 3, they call that bar.
And they'll put it in some in like some soda, and they'll put some Jolly Ranchers up in there. Too.
Back in the 90s in Houston, they was mixing that with that. I don't know if you remember it. You remember that Sprite remix?
Yeah.
Wow.
Back in the 90s, that's what they was taking. They was taking that Tylenol 3 or bar, as you call it, as they would call it, and you would mix that together, and it would turn purple. That's the stuff that killed, like, a lot of Houston legends, you know what I'm saying? Big Hog,
Matt, we need some stuff like that for these women out here that's got all these diseases. We, you know, before we hit it, we need to spray some stuff on their kitty cat and watch it change colors. You say, yo, if it's pink, it ain't right. I'm just saying, if it's purple, I can't mess. I'm just saying, we need something. 2013, that's what it is.
I wish we had one of them, you know how one of them tests, like they do, like pregnancy tests. I wish we could stick something like that in them, and if it turns a certain color, like, oh, you got the cloud,
no.
Oh, you got this.
No,
you got
hey.
No,
go to the bathroom,
won't
come
back. I can't remember what comedian said this, dog. He said, you know how you got car facts, you need cat facts, nigga, before you hit any chick, before you go talk to any chick, that cat should just pop up and be like, nah, she got too many miles on her. Don't do it.
Hey.
She done been around way too many times.
That's real talk, because we know, like, you know, ain't no female version when you run into them now. They always been in somebody, but if she been sucking on some other dude, I just need to let me know, has it at least been 32 hours, 36 hours? I mean, because, you know, when she
did
kiss him on that, whatever, if she going to kiss you, you know, kiss you in your mouth, I mean, we know she's not a virgin, but, you know, at least let there be some days go by before you go on your next date. I'm just saying. Don't do us like that. It's like kissing another dude. You know, she done went down on him, did whatever, and now she with you. And, you know, I know you ain't no virgin, but, you know, when was the last time was your last date? Was it at least a week ago? I mean, please, just do that for me. I'm just saying.
Please, women ain't going to tell the truth on that. You know that.
See, I'm saying, hey.
Ain't going to tell the truth.
Hey, she be like, it's been a week since I've been with somebody. I said, okay.
No,
a
damn
fool
with her. Before you got over there, she just kicked that nigga out of her eyes.
Yeah.
See, like, hey, why your breath smell like Altoids? What's really going on? I'm just, yo, hey, I'm saying, what you trying to hide? But, yeah, yo, that's like, you know, like I said, going back to this women thing, like I said, I think all women, you know, you put them in a situation, they're going to react a certain way. You know, is she white, whether she black, whatever, like, or light skin, you know, because I'm watching a lot of documentaries now about how light-skinned women feel a certain way about dark-skinned women. They say the dark-skinned women is hating on them. They say, we're not the one doing the hating. They say the dark-skinned girls are the one doing the hating. You know, they say they make assumptions that we think we better, we this and that. We say, we only be thinking like that. But they say the dark-skinned girls is just going judging them and stuff like that. And I find that amazing. I've seen that,
man. Let me tell you something, dude. I've seen that so many times, especially in high school. You have a new yellow bone come to school. We used to call them yellow bones back
man.
In the day.
Everybody,
you have a new yellow bone come
up,
to
boy.
School. I never forget this one chick. She came to school, and I mean everybody was trying to say something to this chick. I mean, of course, the same thing. You know, these females are getting mad and all this other stuff.
Right, right.
The whole situation. And, like, long story short, man, this is what happened.
Wow.
Last day of school, Man, they threw rotten eggs at this girl, man, and everything. Beat this girl up. Just because all the dudes wanted to holler at him, and guess what? And I'm sorry, I have to say, it was a bunch of dark-skinned chicks that did that.
Right. I even got started, like, they cut this girl's face, you know, like the last day of school, you know, pretty red bone, whatever, whatever. And they jumped her, and they cut her face because all their boyfriends liked it, you know, or whatever,
God
you
damn,
know.
Damn, boy, what school did y'all niggas go to? God damn.
Hey.
Well, I don't know.
Like,
off
it's a bad me. World. Yo. I mean, these females like dudes now. I mean, they ain't nice like back in the day. These girls fight now. I mean, they gangsters. I mean, like in high school, they got knives. They cut females. You know, they jump females. You know, I mean,
don't get me wrong. I've seen much back in high school, my high school days. You know what I'm saying? I've seen a few females get their ass whooped. You know what I'm saying? Get jumped, but it wasn't over no light skin, dark skin. It was just over some typical high school shit. Like, I don't like that bitch type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Usually that came, a lot of times, the chicks, the ones that was really light-skinned in school, like, they got the most attention from dudes. It's all about guys. It's all about the guys. If the guys, it's all about the skin with females. That's really all it's about. Same thing, like, about, you want to discuss that weave situation, and people talking about weave. These women wear weave because they know most men, period, like long hair. No matter what you say, most men, not black men, most men like women with hair. So that's why women do it, to attract a man. Now, if you don't like hair, you don't like perming, you know.
Well, I would add, too, that women dress for women, too, because, like, a lot of women, you put women in a place, if her ends is, like, messed up or whatever, a woman is going to say something about it. Where, brother, if she's fine, we still cool with her, but a female going to judge another female. So women are real judgmental. So I think they dress for each other because, you know, I can't go out like that because another female is going to say something about my hair if it ain't correct. Dudes ain't talking about these women's hair as much as females is. Like, a lot of dudes, we jump on
a
bandwagon. Picture a straight dude saying something about a female. I'm a straight dude saying, man, look at her, she got weave. I mean, why? Why does that matter to you?
I'm a straight dude, but I got 4'5" and I got 5'80".
Hold on a second, Scott. Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
All right. How you doing, ma'am?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Okay. Now, what's the question you had?
About a weave part.
Okay.
Yeah. I just hate it when people say that all black women wear weave because I'm black and I don't wear weave. I have very curly hair, and I don't see myself wearing weave all the time. I wear it because I want to change it if I wear it. And, yeah, it's very negative in a way for people to say that all black women wear weave because they don't have hair, and I really have a lot of hair, and that don't mean I want to wear my hair all the time.
I mean, I'm with you on that.
Is that Rihanna on the phone?
No. Are you calling? What country are you calling from again?
From Holland.
From Holland. She's calling from Holland.
Represent.
Yeah, she was
saying. Let me say this to you. I'm gonna say this to you because, like I said, I got 5 aunts. They all have, you know what I'm saying, good hair. But at the same time, well, they all have hair. I'm not gonna just say, you know, what is good hair. They all have hair, but they do wear weave. They do wear weave to change up their style.
Mm-hmm.
That's a given. Like, because you and a lot of times they really don't feel like having to manage their hair. So I completely understand where you're coming from.
Yeah,
because a lot of times they have to manage it a certain way.
Yeah, because I find it really ignorant when people say that, yeah, you're wearing weave. No, I have my natural hair, and I have very curly hair, and it's so disgusting. I'm mixed, yeah. And being mixed, it's very hard to deal with your hair sometimes. So it's kind of irritating when people say that, oh, all black women wear beef, all black women is this, and it's all black women is jealous of white people. Hell no, we are not jealous. That's not right, because a lot of white women are jealous of black women because they have darker complexions. That's why they go tanning all the time. So what do you think? That's they don't
that's
go
true.
Tanning because they want
I can,
to.
That's
you
know, true. I can read it.
They tan because they want to be kind of darker. They don't tan because they feel good about themselves. No, they don't tan because...
Hello?
And, yeah, they want to be a kind of darker. That they find that more attractive. And that's why they're having kids who are more with black men, too, because they want kids who are kind of darker. So they don't have to tan the kids.
Or maybe they just got attracted to somebody that's not in their race.
Yeah,
because we can't always say it's always just because of the color. You can't help
what
you love sometimes.
Yes, yeah,
I agree with that. I agree with that 100%. But it's just that kind of naive when some people say that, yeah, black against white. It's kind of irritating now because I myself used to say that a lot. I'm not going to lie. I used to say that I'm sick of seeing black men with white women. I myself, I'm dating my boyfriend for 10 years, and I haven't dated a white man, but that don't mean I would never try. And if I fall in love with somebody, I can't decide, I'm going to diss my culture because of that person I'm dating. No, that's ridiculous.
Exactly. It's not dissing your culture, exactly. You're just going after who you – it's about you, you know.
Yeah,
I think people got to stay out of people's relationships
sometimes.
Yeah. But I'm still gonna say something about Kanye and Kardashian.
You know, but the thing is, like some people ride this Harris situation. My thing is this: wear your hair like you want to wear it, because whatever man you with, he's the only one that gotta look at it anyway. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Really?
I mean, real. Like I can care less
Now I will say, like job wise, like a lot of sisters start straightening their hair because they was going after, you know, that corporate job. Corporate America ain't gonna let you rock any kind of hairstyle. So
true.
A lot of times, like for work, you might gotta change up.
But she's not in corporate America. She's in corporate Holland. So I don't know how that works.
Well, I mean, just keeping it real, Harlem people working, they got jobs too now. They work in the office too, you know. I'm just saying, big ups. But that's what I'm saying. You know, a lot of times you had to change their hairstyle because, you know, you want to rock what you want to rock, but certain businesses they got dress codes, and, you know, they say, like, you can't come here dressed. I mean, it's racial too, a lot of it. Like, you know, they got things against cultural people dressing, like, in certain whatever, you know, but they ain't got nothing about white people in their khakis. But that's the thing, though. I've seen that a lot, too, wherein, you know, the way you dress, like, you can't show up with a lot of print shirts on. You can't have your hair and all these piercings. And that's just the reality right now. Like, you know, unless we run our own business, when you come into commercial or to work or whatever, you know, you got to look like they want you to look, it's almost. And that's kind of messed up.
Yeah, it is. I'm cool. It really is really messed up because I actually wanted to grow some dreads. You know, before everybody started growing dreads, I wanted to grow some dreads. But a lot of people, when I was growing my hair out, you know, they were, you know, and I kept it nice and neat and combed and everything, and they would look at me different.
Right.
Versus, you know, when I do have, you know what I'm saying, my little all even with a tape in the back, you know, then, you know, they look at me, oh, he's a fresh-cut, clean-cut guy, versus when, you know, I do grow my hair and I have a little mini-fro or something like that, then they treat you completely different.
They actually look at you, basically, since thugs start wearing dreads, that just ruined it for dude regular.
That ruined it for everything,
wearing.
Because everybody don't have
it.
To.
Every time you look up a thug doing something, they're wearing dreads. But, you know, we got about 6 minutes left. Sister from Holland, let me ask you a question. What's the difference out there in Holland versus some of the things that you hear between the African-American community here in America? Is it quite different out there?
Hell no.
No? It's the same?
To be honest with you, up here it's more racist than ever because I live like in the countryside, and it's like big city, but I mostly, when I'm sick and I'm in the hospital, I have an incident. When I was in the hospital, I always get sick with other people, so I have my insurance paying for a room for myself, and they didn't so-called wanted to give me that room because they had other patients who were sick.
Mm-hmm.
And so the deal is to put me in another room with an older person, and this person was very sick, and he had the flu, and I got the flu, and that person went home another day, and a day after, and another person came in, and because I was coughing, the family got on, and they wanted to burn my clothes. They start shaking my bed, and they wanted to burn my clothes.
Oh, no. It'd have been a fight.
Wow.
It was really
hey, remind me not to ever in life go to Highland on call. I ain't gonna disrespect. I'm not going to Highland on that note.
Let me ask you a question. What's the percentage of blacks in Holland? Let's figure that out.
I wouldn't put a number in it because I'm not sure myself.
Mm-hmm.
But where I live, it's about 50%. Where I live.
So basically, what Meta World Peace said is true.
Yeah.
So basically, what Meta World Peace said is true. It's a hood in every country. That's basically what you're saying.
But the difference is, I don't live in. It's not like really. You don't see fighting. You don't see arguments where I live. I don't have No, it's
in
very
suburbs.
Quiet. It's very suburb, and I don't have much problem with no one. It's just that when they have like, because it's mostly people come from the Antilles. And they come from different countries to study. And here it's mostly for people who come to study. And, yeah, they grow up and then they move on to some other places. But where I live, I stay where I live because I was here from a very long time. So I didn't move, but I like it here. But it's just that when you go other places and people see you, like in a hospital and sometimes in town, if you go to a club, you can't get in with your boyfriend because they think if he go alone, they wouldn't let him in because they think, oh, a black boy coming to take over white women. So they wouldn't let him in because he's
wow.
black.
We will take him. We will take him.
and that's true.
I will take your girl. Don't do it.
Have you been to America?
No, I never have been to America. I would love to come.
Hey, well, if you make that trip across the pond, go ahead and make sure you stop through H-Town or L.A., where my boy online is, you know what I'm saying, stop at one of those two places and you'll be good.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well. I want to thank you for calling the show, because we got about 2 minutes left. I wish you could call sooner. We could have picked your brain more about what's going on out there in Holland. We like to
I will call next week.
Okay.
My boyfriend really wanted to talk too, but he had to go to work tomorrow. So I stayed up all night just for your show to come on.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you. I really appreciate it.
On a side note, you know, like this is my first time really just being on your show. I want to say thank you to my boy Phil, you know what I'm saying, for putting me on.
It wasn't that bad.
Anything that you do, Phil, ain't gonna be bad, man. You know. So I actually appreciate you putting your boy on the show with you, man. If you ever need your boy to come through anymore, I'm always here for you.
All right. Well, shoot, don't keep telling me that, because you may be here a little too much.
Hey, man, if you need me, you know I ain't doing nothing unless I'm at the gym, brother.
Yeah, the gym. All right. Well, I appreciate everybody for joining the show tonight. And, you know, thank you once again for everyone, and even to the sister in Holland that stayed up all night just so she can listen to the show. Man,
you got fans, boy.
Fans, I don't know about all that. But
I like these debates. It's very nice.
Okay, well, like I said, I want to thank everyone once again for joining me. You could join me next week at Monday at 8 p.m. Central Time. We check out what the show is going to be about. You can join me, as always, at advisedshow.com. Check out the website if you never checked it out. And all my YouTube channels, The Advised Show TV, Ratchet Video Weekly, you can check that out as well. Follow me on Twitter, The Advice Show, and Facebook, The Advice Show. Scott, got anything before we leave, brother?
Nah, I just enjoyed everybody's feedback. I enjoyed my boy from Cali. He got me wanting to slide out there one time.
I just enjoyed
the whole atmosphere.
All right, like I say, once again, we're going to thank the sister from Holland for staying up all night joining us for the show.
Okay, bye.
All right, thank you once again.
Like that accent.
Yeah, I like that accent. All right, everybody have a good night and stay blessed.
All right. Peace.
All right.